I'm in Wiltshire, and I'm standing in, I suppose we're sort of in a valley here, in the most beautiful setting. I'm standing with Philip Lee Wolfe, who is a chicken man. You are a chicken man through and through, really. You've got two different breeds of chicken, and I'm here to pick up two for myself. These chickens that are in this beautiful green field, there's one running towards us at looking very interested in whatever we've got. Philip, what breed are these?
Well, these are all Cotswold Legbars out here, and they're laying birds which lay a beautiful pastel blue egg. In fact, they lay a variety of coloured eggs, sort of pastel colours from pink, peach, blue, turquoise, O'Donnell, whole range of colours, but predominantly it's sort of a turquoisey blue colour. They've Cotswold Legbars, I've been breeding them now for about 20 years to supply the shops and supermarkets and so on, and all the chefs use the eggs for all their recipes. And now I just breed the birds and sell them for garden pets, and they go all over the country, all over the UK. All sorts of people buy them. We sent some to the King of Jordan last week, and he came over. Well, he didn't come over himself, but he sent somebody over in a jet to pick them up. Just a dozen for his family.
And I think there's some royal connections here as well, aren't there?
Well, the Duchess of Devonshire has our Burford Brown hens, which we'll see in a minute, and they lay the lovely dark chocolate brown eggs. They're very, very placid, dark hens, quite heavy, and they make lovely pets, lovely children's pets. And she's had them for about 15 or 20 years up at Chatsworth, and breeds a few as well. And my grandfather used to look after her when she went hunting with the Pytchley back in the 20s and 30s.
Well, the Pytchley hunt's quite local to on the edge of Northamptonshire.
I'm in the Heathrow. I'm talking about the Pytchley because I used to hunt with the Pytchley when I was in Northamptonshire. Because they used to live at down at Swinbrook, which was just down the road from Burford, where my grandparents lived. And the Burford Brown is named after my grandmother, Mabel Pearman. It's my mother's mother. And we decided to call the eggs Mabel Pearman's Burford Browns. Everybody laughed at that when we first said it, and they said, oh, that's a mouthful. That'll never stick. You know, everybody will just laugh at it. But in actual fact, it's quite a famous name now, Mabel Pearman's Burford Brown.
So, these have got quite a history with them, with your family, haven't they?
Yes, they have, yes. Well, my grandmother was breeding them. She used to do it for pin money, sell the eggs, and she used to breed a few turkeys at Christmas time, make butter and so on, sell that to the locals. So around Burford, for a sort of 20-25 mile radius, the Burford Browns were quite famous then, you know, back in the 40s and 50s. But it's only recently, the last sort of 10-15 years, that they've sort of got really famous now, because people can see them in Waitrose and Sainsbury's and so on, or if they go into Harrods, they can see them, and Fortnum and Mason's. And they're really here to stay, because they are a really good old-fashioned egg. And it's a really old-fashioned, solid hen as well, which is what people really love. These chickens remind people of their childhood, when hens really were proper hens. You know, they hadn't been sort of highly bred like they are now, after the last 60 years of progressive breeding to try and get them more productive and laying thousands and thousands of eggs. Our hens lay slightly fewer eggs, but they're better quality. So they're more like the chickens of the 50s and 60s, really. They're laying about, say, 200, perhaps up to 240 eggs, whereas the modern chicken lays about 300, yes. 350 eggs. So you've got sort of the hybrids, you've got quantity, but you lose a lot on the quality.
I mean, it's very windy here, I have to say. And your wife was telling me that it's very windy, but this is apparently this sort of fresh air and the green grass here. You were telling me that these hens lay all year round, even when it's windy, and you think that does them a lot of good, this fresh air?
It does, and that's the secret when you're keeping chickens, and it's the secret to getting really good quality eggs. If you've got chickens in the garden, you get the very best eggs ever, because the chickens are living a fairly natural life. So it's a jungle creature. They like lots to do, and they like bushes to get under, and shrubs and so on, and they like scratching and having dust baths and foraging all day long. They can do all that in a garden. Lots of variety for them. And then our hens are out early in the morning. I often look out of the window at this time of the year, and they're actually out there at 4:30 in the morning, the minute it gets light, because they've got fox-proof netting around them, you see, so they're quite safe from the foxes, got electric netting around them.
I like that idea, fox-proof netting. My friend's got a llama or two to show, to see off the foxes from hers.
Yes, well, that's right. I've got a friend with a goat. And he lives right up in the hills near Stow-on-the-Wold, and they're just surrounded by hundreds of acres. And they've got this little old goat, and then after a week or so, the hens bond with the goat and stick to it, and they're all safe from the fox. Fox never gets them. And if there is the odd hen that's goes off on its own, a bit of a maverick, then it does sooner or later get had by the fox if it doesn't stick close to the goat.
I don't think my husband will let me have a goat in my garden.
Well, they're lovely milk. I love goat's milk. It's fantastic. And they're lovely, friendly things. But llamas, of course, are even better because they can run. They can run as fast as a fox, so they will actually chase a fox off out of the field.
Shall we go down and have a look at these Bertha Browns?